second navigator, daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've spent the entire week talking about high drama people. And what we suggested was that high drama people are always in judgment. They're looking at what other people are doing. They're holding them to a certain standard. And if they don't reach that standard, then they hold grudges. And that's where things start to get interesting, because as they hold grudges, the animosity starts to come out. They start arguing. They start creating conflicts. And then they become victims, of course, because the conflict results in the victim mentality, because that person did something to me and I can't believe they did it. And all of a sudden, the victim card starts. So the fact that they haven't gotten where they want to go in life gives them a reason to blame somebody else. They're giving away their power and they're just relinquishing it to someone. But they have a great story behind it, and that's where the drama comes in. And then the other point is they always have to be right. Okay, and that's another challenge. So, and you cannot change their beliefs because they're so set in their ways. So what I've found is the best way to deal with these people is to not deal with them at all, and at the very least, minimize your exposure. So we talked earlier in the week about not bringing them into your workplace, because if you want to create conflicts in your workplace and problems with personnel, bring a high drama person in and watch what happens. There's always that one person in the office that stirs things up, and that's that high drama person. It's a cancer in the office, and to the extent you can avoid it, do it at all possible cost. And hopefully you can find that and eliminate it in the interview process before you bring it into your organization. If it's somebody that's a friend, my suggestion there is you get to pick your friends. Maybe it makes sense to look elsewhere for your friends. And if it's a family member, that's the tough one. But at least if it's a family member, you can reduce your exposure to them. If you have to see him a couple of times a year, then you go see him a couple of times a year. You do your best to bite your tongue and do what you have to do. And while you're there, you stay for as long as you have to and no longer. I think if you can do those things and just minimize the exposure, and maybe it's not seeing them in person, it's writing letters and keeping in touch via emails and text messages, anything you can do to not get sucked in, or you can edit yourself before the message comes out so that you'd give them nothing to feed on, will help you. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask that you subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. And it's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to getting here. It's a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you anything to do it either. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. A deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this weekend, I want you to start to look at those people that cause drama in your life and do everything you can to either mitigate or eliminate your exposure to those people.